WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A little bit chillier, but still not bad out there. It was funny because on my phone last night, I wasn't even thinking about the weather. I remembered later on that in the morning I had mentioned that they said that there might be some snow flurries. But it completely had gone out of my mind. And then as I was getting ready for bed, I got a weather alert on my phone that said, you know, snow expected to stop in the next hour. And I was like, what? Snow? Oh, right. They said that there might be a few flurries. But as you heard Christina mention, you know, we're getting a little bit more seasonable now with the temperatures. So if you're heading out the door this morning, you're definitely going to want to bring your jacket. Although you've needed your jacket each morning, just later on, you might not have needed it. Last couple of days, I've had to run out around noontime. Left without a jacket. It was very nice. Although I'm still wearing pretty warm clothing. Anyway, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in. App chat and open line voicemails will both be open on the WBSM app if you want to communicate that way. And we have a lot that we can discuss this morning. But, of course, we've been updating you on all of the South Coast's hot dog news for the last couple of weeks. And we have the news up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that Rogers Coney Island in Fall River has been saved. So it was going to be closing down. I think they actually had closed down. But now they're going to be reopening under new ownership. Because Cliff Ponte and Kyle Lima are going to be taking over Rogers Coney Island. Of course, you know them from their other endeavors. And Cliff Ponte seems to have a reputation now as the institution saver. The places that have been around for a long time that look like they're going to close up, he comes in and keeps them alive. So if you are a fan of Rogers Coney Island, knowing those guys, they're not going to change much. It'll be the same place that you know and love. So maybe I'll have to get over there and actually try some of those. I don't know. I feel like hot dogs are one of those things that, like, maybe once a month I can eat now. So I can give them a little time for the transition and try some of the other ones. But I want to make sure that you have all the latest hot dog news here on the morning show, because we know that it matters. And that's what we're here for, right? We're here to start your day off with some fun. We can talk about more serious topics as well, but we're here to start your day off with a little bit of smiles and nostalgia and whatever else gets your day started off right, so that you're not going to work already all miserable. Like me every morning when I walk in. I see those fun 107. Oh, you again. No, I'm just kidding. This job is a lot of fun. So one of the things that was heavily discussed yesterday throughout the course of the day was this ICE raid of the Minuteman Car Wash. And there's some more information that has come out. As we have come to learn, the employees were actually, first of all, they'd been there for a long time. WPRI has some additional reporting in addition to what the New Bedford Light reported yesterday. But these employees had been there for quite a while. According to WPRI, the workers are reportedly Guatemalan nationals, with some having worked at the car wash for more than a decade. But they worked at the car wash through a temp agency. So the Minuteman Car Wash were not the folks who were in charge of processing any identification documents for these workers. They were not the ones that were verifying their immigration status. They were brought in by this temp agency, by this hiring agency, which a lot of businesses do, especially businesses where they might have a lot of turnover of employees. I mean, obviously, if these employees had been there for more than 10 years, that's a little bit of a different story. But a lot of, you know, I worked in food service, and I know a lot of people in food service that would get their employees through these agencies, because you don't have time when you're running a business to do all the legwork involved in hiring a new employee and, you know, getting them all of the paperwork that they need and filing all the paperwork. So a lot of them will just pay these agencies to take care of that for them. They also would, you know, save all the expense and everything associated with that. And just, you know, they would just bill the job for the services. So like if you want a Corey check on somebody, you don't have to worry about, oh, I've got to send the check for the Corey check. They do all of that and they just, you know, bill you for it. So it helps with logistics. It helps with time saving. And I suppose, too, if you are going to be in a business where they might be hiring some foreign nationals, that gives you that extra layer of protection in case there is something wrong with their immigration status and their documentation. So I think that, you know, a lot of assumptions were put on the car wash when the car wash might have just put faith in the hiring agency. They might have just put faith in the fact that, you know, they did all of this. Well, if they sent them over, they must be good. If they sent them over, everything must be okay. And from my understanding, too, I believe it's the temp agency that pays the employees. I only dealt with a temp agency once myself when I was out of work and I was looking for work, and I went and met with one. And this one was in Fall River. And the way they explained it to me was they would be the ones that would pay me, because I'd be at a different job. I could be at a different job, you know, every week. So I would just be paid by the agency. And they would make sure that I got a paycheck every 2 weeks. Now, that didn't work out well for me, now that I think about it, because I don't think they ever got me any work. I don't remember. Maybe I took a cooking job, like, very quickly after I met with them. I don't remember what it was exactly. But I wasn't personally thrilled about the idea of I could be doing something different every week. Some people like that challenge. Obviously, you know, these folks, as I said, had been there for some of them for more than a decade. And the customers knew them. And according to WPRI's report, you know, customers are upset that their favorite employees aren't there anymore. And yeah, the people that voted for this policy of deportation, you weren't counting on it being the people that you liked, right? It was just supposed to be the criminals. It was just supposed to be the people with a bad history in their home country, or had maybe committed crimes here. It wasn't supposed to be the good people that were doing the good work. But this whole thing, I don't know. I don't have any more information than what's been reported, but it doesn't sit right with me how this whole thing went down. The owner of the car wash told the New Bedford Light that one of the agents was a former customer. So is this what's happening now? Are ICE agents just saying, I know where there's some illegal immigrants. Let's go get them. Because I didn't think that was who was going to be prioritized. The other thing that I heard, and this is a minor aside to the whole story, but I heard callers complaining about what it costs to get your car washed at the Minuteman Car Wash. Now, I've never gone there for a car wash. But car washes aren't cheap anymore. I mean, if you're going to a self-serve bay where it's like $3 and quarters and you can wash your car, yeah, you know, you can save some money. But if you go to some of these car washes now, you know, you can expect to pay $15, $20, $25 for a car wash, depending on what level of service you get. You know, the basics will cost you right around $15, $16, some maybe $12. I'm talking for the ones that are full service or you know, drive-through service, not the ones that are self-wash. But you could pay $12, $15, $18. And then when you start adding in some of the other things, the undercarriage, the wax, all of that, you know, it gets up there. And so, yeah, I mean, I think can't remember the name of it, but is it Washashore? The one that just opened up down here in Fairhaven in the last couple of years. I think that is $23 for the best wash that for the best package that they have. And a lot of these car washes these days are trying to get you to sign up for monthly service. So you might go pay $23 for a car wash, but they say, yeah, but if you sign up for the monthly service, it's $23 one time and you can come as many times as you want in the month. And for some people, that makes more sense. I should do it, so I wash my car more often, but I don't do it. I just got a message that says the gold package wash at Minuteman is $36. And I'm assuming for $36, you know, they're vacuuming out the inside. They're doing a little detailing for you, that kind of thing. And, you know, if you're going to do that once every couple of months and then just do a regular wash in between, you probably keep your car looking pretty darn good. The other thing that I heard come up from some of the callers is that, you know, more kids should be going out and getting jobs at car washes. Here's the thing. There aren't a lot of jobs at car washes these days. There's actually very few positions. It's not like the old days of car washes where you pulled up and there were 10 people looking to wash your car and, you know, one did this and one did that and one did that and one did this. They usually have just a couple of people, if they have anybody at all. Most of them are automated. Just here in Fairhaven over at Guard Oil, they have a car wash. Nobody touches your car. You drive through that on your own and the machine does all the work. And then there's a vent at the end that dries you. It doesn't come out as nice as when somebody's there, you know, wiping away all the water spots, but it does a good enough job. When all the pollen starts hitting my car, I have to wash my car off frequently. So that's why I'm familiar with these car washes around here. But so there aren't a lot of jobs left to be had at car washes. And I'm just, you know, saying that from a perspective of people were asking, why don't kids go work at car wash? Because it's not something that they think about of where they can go get a job. Because there aren't any. So if you are, you know, a lot of people just, if you've got a hose, you're probably somebody who washes your car yourself. I loved washing my car myself in my driveway. But sometimes it's also, you know, a bit of a pain. What I would find is I would too often get lazy and Just hose it off. So every once in a while, I don't mind paying $20 for a car wash. I mean, I could probably sign up for the monthly, but I don't think of that. But anyway, I just wanted to clear up some of that. But I think that the onus here for the status of these employees falls on the hiring agency. That's who should be doing the checking. That's who should be making sure everything's on the up and up, so that the companies that utilize, because basically the car wash was paying for that service. They were paying them to make sure that those employees were okay. And if they'd been there for 10 years, they probably assumed that they were okay. Now, there are people that were calling in, oh, they knew about it. They knew about it. Well, maybe, but maybe they thought it was better not to even ever ask. I don't know. But I just think that a lot of blame and assumption was made about the business, that, you know, new information has indicated that, you know, might not have been, the onus might not have been on them. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. That, of course, is Badfinger and Joey Mullen on guitar. And we just lost Joey a couple of weeks ago. He passed away on March 1st at the age of 77. And he was a good guy that had a lot of connections to the South Coast. He came here and performed multiple times with the Rock for Christmas annual tribute show that Wayne Morrison used to put on. And so Joey was, I think he played at the Seaport Inn, but I know he played at a bunch of other venues around here with Rock for Christmas and the Rock for Christmas All-Stars. They would do shows at Christmas time to raise money for needy families, but then also they would do some stuff in the summertime, like a Rock for Christmas in July type thing. And Joey was just always generous with his time. We had him on Spooky South Coast as a guest, just a super guy and fantastic guitarist, and they gave us such great hits, you know, Come and Get It, Day After Day. And I think, you know, all of those, No Matter What, all of those great Badfinger songs. But then he also was involved in some other classic recordings through Apple Records. He played on All Things Must Pass and the Concert for Bangladesh with George Harrison. He played on John Lennon's Imagine album, including the single Jealous Guy. So, rest in peace, Joey Mullen. All right, now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Six American prisoners released in Kuwait. President Trump comments on Rosie O'Donnell's new home and where you can still bring your bags for free.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
SpaceX scrapped last night's launch to the International Space Station. Four-person crew was scheduled to take off from Cape Canaveral, but the mission was aborted an hour before blasting off. The crew would have replaced two astronauts who have been aboard the ISS for over 9 months. The next launch window for SpaceX scheduled for today. Amtrak taking a poke at Southwest Airlines. The passenger railroad company posted on X, quote, "Guess we're the only ones doing free baggage now." It then reminded passengers they can bring one personal item up to 25 pounds plus two carry-on items of up to 50 pounds each. Southwest Airlines announced on Tuesday would begin charging most customers for checked bags on May 28th. President Trump taking a swipe at Rosie O'Donnell after the comedian announced she's moved to Ireland in protest of the Trump administration. Yesterday at the White House while visiting with Ireland's prime minister, President Trump asked if he knew who O'Donnell was.
You know who she is?
I'm joking.
You better off not knowing.
Rosie posted a video on Tuesday claiming she and her 12-year-old daughter are in the process of getting Irish citizenship. Six Americans who were imprisoned in Kuwait are now free. A representative for their families announced that they've been returned to the United States. That happened yesterday. Most of the Americans were veterans and former military contractors convicted on drug charges. Several more American prisoners are expected to be released in the coming weeks as part of a new agreement with the United States. The latest gauge of inflation in America, the Consumer Price Index, shows prices for goods and services rose less than expected last month. Mitch McCann breaks down the numbers.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department shows that inflation slowed in February for the first time since September, despite the implementation of widespread tariffs by the Trump administration. The Consumer Price Index increased by 2.8% from a year ago, down from 3% in January. The decline is less than economists had predicted, but it's still higher than the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. The figures show that prices rose for a range of products and services, including auto insurance, used cars, fuel oil, and eggs, which were up 15.2% due to the avian flu outbreak. Mitch McCann, New York.
A total lunar eclipse is going to be visible early tomorrow morning. Natalie Migliori has the details.
Experts say a full moon called a blood moon will make the moon appear red during a total lunar eclipse that's going to peak at 2:55 a.m. Friday morning. The entire eclipse will start late Thursday night, lasting roughly 6 hours. It'll be visible from Earth's western hemisphere with prime viewing conditions across North and South America. Spectators don't need anything special to watch the eclipse, but experts warn light pollution and weather conditions can impact the view, and binoculars could help. I'm Natalie Migliori.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Garden last night, 118-112. The Red Sox beat the Twins last night in spring training, 6-5. The Sox will play the Mets this afternoon at 1:10. And the Bruins are in Ottawa tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Low temperatures as we wake up on this Thursday morning, right around freezing along the South Coast. And then this afternoon, we're right around the average in the mid-40s today. Most of us hovering right around that 45-degree mark. So again, could be worse. It's just not as springy as the last couple of days have been. It's also pretty gray on this Thursday afternoon, too. We're going to keep the clouds around and the breeze as well. As we move into the evening, temperatures dip back down into the 30s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all.
Welcome back in. I might be one of the few people that actually prefers 80s synthesizer and big hair Heart to 70s Heart. I mean, 70s Heart is great too, but I love those 80s songs, I think, even more than the 70s songs. It might be a matter of, you know, I grew up more in the time of Hart in the 80s. It might also be the fact that the 70s stuff is, you know, ubiquitous on classic rock radio. I don't know. But I've just always preferred, you know, What About Love, Never Alone, These Dreams, like all those hits as opposed to, I mean, again, I like the 70s stuff too. And Hart is actually going to be playing at Foxwoods on April 12th. I'm hoping to get down to that show, but it is, they're fantastic live. So, and still sounds amazing. So, we've got a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that Barry Richard put out today about a new code of behavior that's being put in place at Providence Place Mall. So Providence Place is now, actually it went into effect on March 1st. And there are 13 items that are highlighted on this code of conduct that has been posted around the mall and that is expected to be followed. And the idea is that they're trying to enforce new guidelines towards younger people that are hanging out at the mall. But my question here is, and well, it's unsure. It's some of this reporting I'm just trying to see if I can find something directly on the mall's website. Because the reporting, both from Barry and from some of the other outlets, are not really, it's not really giving us the details as to whether or not this is something that is applicable to more than just kids, young people. Because I would think if you've got a code of conduct, you're expecting everybody to follow this code of conduct. And that might get a little bit... Man, the mall's website is terrible. But this... Here's the deal. Here are the items that are prohibited. I'm going to read you all 13. Some of them are pretty obvious. Firearms, right? We don't want firearms in the mall, especially... If you're under 21, you shouldn't have one. Violating any federal, I mean, handguns. I'm assuming people aren't walking in with long guns. Violating any federal, state, or local law ordinance. Okay, that's a no-brainer too. Animals. Well, that means you've got to leave your dog in the car. Service animals, of course, would be permitted. But... comfort animals would not have to be permitted. Let's see. Unauthorized commercial activity. Okay, that makes sense. You don't want people going in there and trying to sell their own stuff if they're not, you know, paying to be in the mall. Failing to be fully clothed. Well defined, fully clothed. Photographing or videotaping. Wait, what? So I can't pull out my phone and take a video in the mall? I can't take a photograph of something that I want to send to somebody and say, hey, I'm going to buy this? Smoking or vaping, open alcoholic beverages, we understand those. Those make sense. Unsafe activities. Offensive or disruptive behavior. Well, what's offensive? Apparel that may provoke. All right, I think we need a little bit more definition on that. Free speech activity not authorized in advance. Okay, well, that's probably, you know, demonstrating. I can agree with that. But the number one, the first one on the list is congregating. They don't want you to get together with other people in the mall. And again, I'm going to need some more definition as to what this means. If 15 friends all go to the mall and meet up in the mall, what is the definition of congregating? Because I used to do that all the time when I was in high school. I'd go in the car with one group of friends and we'd meet up with some other friends. We'd go meet in the food court, hang out, have something to eat. We might break off into smaller groups to walk around and go to different stores and then all meet up again at the movie theater to see a movie or in the arcade or something like that. I think, now I get it. Providence has some issues with young people and gang activity. But to make a blanket rules like this, I don't know. Like, doesn't a mall survive by having young people go there and hang out? Aren't they the ones with the disposable income that are buying the Cinnabon, that are buying the food in the food court, that are going to Dave and Buster's? Maybe I just come from a different time. Because I don't remember there being a lot of disruptions in the mall. The last time I remember there being a disruption with a young person in the mall, I would have been in my 20s. And there was a group of kids that were walking around the Independence Mall trying to be badasses. And they're, you know, Marilyn Manson shirts and they're black trench coats, and this is right after the trench coat mafia and Columbine. So they're walking around trying to be badasses. And for whatever reason, they decided to mouth off to me and my friends. And the way we handled it was just told them, like, what are you doing? Cut it out. Like, you're going to get yourself thrown out of the mall. And we're not whatever you think we are. We were you when we were your age. So I think some of this is a little heavy-handed. And I don't know how much of this is going to backfire on the mall. The receiver, the court-appointed receiver of Providence Place, because, you know, they're having their issues, John Dorsey told NBC 10 that when it comes to congregating, groups of four or more will now be asked to disperse by mall security. A group of four or more has to disperse. So what if my family had gone there with my mom and dad and five kids? That's seven people. Do we have to disperse? Now, that might seem extreme. Come on, Tim. You're talking about a family. A family is different than a group of teenagers that are all hanging out together. And certainly mall security is going to be able to tell the difference between a family and a group of... Yeah, except the problem is when the group of four kids then complain to their parents and their parents decide to sue the mall, then what's the distinction there? If you change that rule to say, you know, groups of four or more unless they're part of the same family. But I think there's too much ambiguity. And again, it might be a little bit more defined on the signs that they've hung up around the mall. I haven't seen those. I've only seen what's being reported here. But I bet you if you had a group of five women who look like they were well off, you know, were wearing all designer brands and were walking into the expensive stores and walking around, all five of them, and they were being loud and boisterous and having a grand old time, I don't think mall security is going to come over there and tell them they have to disperse. I don't think mall security is going to tell them they have to leave. I think this becomes a way to unfairly target people. What do you think? 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're
Yeah, I have to say that all the time. I didn't mean to turn you on. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Some people just get that way when they listen to the radio, but you didn't have to send me an app chat message about it. That just made it weird. But one thing I do is I walk around and look at some of the things I've turned on in my house and say, oh, I didn't mean to turn you on. I didn't realize that this was still plugged in, that this was still going. And that's probably costing me extra money on my electric bill, as my electric bill keeps rising, and as yours does as well. So what is one way that you can combat that? Well, of course, yes. You can turn off all those things or unplug all those things, but also, how would you like to get to the point where you don't even have to worry about it? Kid wants to sleep with the light on? That's fine. They leave their TV on while they're doing their homework? Who cares? Why? Because you went to Isaacson Solar and had them come install a solar panel system on your home. So now you are using the sun's rays to power your home and getting paid by the electric company to generate that electricity. How does it all work? Isaacson can sit down and tell you all of it. They're going to give you simple, honest, direct answers to all of your questions about going solar. No sales pitch, no phony things to get you to sign. They're just going to give you the truth. And then they're going to let you decide whether or not going solar is right for you. They'll tell you whether or not you're a good candidate for it. And if you're not, well, that's it. That's fine. They're still not going to try to sell you a system like other companies might do. They want to make sure that going solar is the right move for you. And for most people, it is. Even if you don't want to put solar panels on your roof, they have all kinds of other creative ways that you can have solar and save money. So find out more by booking an appointment and having them come to your home and checking it out. IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N. IsaacsonSolar.com. And they're local. They're based in Fall River, just like Rogers Coney Island, which is now going to remain open. Well, we're going to reopen under new ownership and will continue on. You can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And as I mentioned before, as we've been talking a lot of hot dogs in the last couple of weeks, I have never been to any of the Fall River hot dog spots. And that I do plan on getting over there and visiting Rogers. I want to get over there and visit Nick's. And Rick in Dartmouth says, if you're in Fall River and want a good Coney Island dog, try Phoenix. In my opinion, they're the best around. That's on my list as well. So those are the three that I know of that I have to try. If there's any more, you know, let me know. But I've got those on my list. And I probably won't. Now, what I could do is I could probably do one hot dog at each place. I think, you know, if I was really hungry, I could probably do three hot dogs over the course of a few hours. I used to be able to do four in a sitting, but I don't think I could do that anymore. I had two the other night, and that filled me up, and I hadn't really eaten much all day. But I think I could probably do like one at each place over the course of a couple of hours. So maybe I'll make a trip out there and just do bing, bang, boom. But if there's other ones I should try, let me know. You can send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. Let me take my final break of this hour, and we'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We're going to be going to the news in just a moment, but I got an app chat message from Rhoda in New Bedford who said, try a chili cheese dog from JJ's in Fall River. That's right. JJ's is another one that I've heard about. So there's four.